Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We can now hear what was happening during the police-involved shooting at Fleet Farm in Oshkosh that left one man dead. Dispatch audio on a public website of the incident last Sunday morning indicates a store employee first called police. You can hear the dispatchers say they had a customer who they were showing a gun to when he tried loading the gun with ammo he brought into the store himself. Store staff said the man still had the silver handgun with him when they called police. The dispatchers said it was believed the gun was down the man's pants. Moments later, a uniformed police officer pulled into the store's parking lot and saw the suspect. You can hear the officer say, "He pulled a gun on me, shots fired," in the dispatch audio. Police say the man continued to walk toward the officer and grabbed a handgun from his waist. Police fired and hit the man. He was taken to the hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is now investigating the shooting. The officer involved has been placed on administrative leave per department policy. The woman charged with leaving kids she was caring for in the car while she got her nails done will not be taking care of any more kids for a while. 24-year-old Hannah Sprang pleaded no contest in Manitowoc County Court this week for three counts of child neglect for the incident that happened last July. According to the criminal complaint, Sprang left the children, ages 1, 2, and 2, unattended for more than an hour while inside a nail salon. The police report said Sprang told officers she checked on the children several times during her appointment, but surveillance video contradicted that claim. As part of the plea deal, two counts were reduced to misdemeanors, and the judge agreed to drop charges on the third felony count after 3 years if Sprang follows a set of conditions, including not offering babysitting or daycare services. The judge sentenced Sprang to probation. The city of Green Bay is now among dozens of communities suing fire truck manufacturers for price fixing and collusion. The federal lawsuit alleges the price of fire trucks has doubled and wait times now stretch for several years. The city released a statement showing the numbers. They point to fire engines purchased in 2021 and 22, costing between $670,000 and $688,000. They say the cost of a similar engine ordered 2 years later is over $1 million and yet to be delivered. The city names fire truck manufacturers Rev Group out of Brookfield, Oshkosh Corporation, which includes Pierce Manufacturing, and Boise Mobile Equipment in the statement. In previous court filings, the fire truck manufacturers have denied the allegations. A 39-year-old man from Shawnee was killed earlier this week when his SUV crashed into a dump truck in Chilton. Calumet County Sheriff's deputies say the crash happened at the intersection of Highway 57 and County PP just after 11 Monday morning. They say the SUV was stopped at a stop sign, but then pulled out onto 57 into the path of the dump truck. The SUV driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The 72-year-old Luxembourg man driving the dump truck wasn't hurt. Authorities are still investigating the crash. Downtown Green Bay drivers will have a short detour tomorrow. City leaders say Main Street between North Monroe and North Jackson will be closed starting at 7 a.m. for some sewer project work. Drivers will be detoured to University and Webster. The road will be back open by Friday morning. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The new deal between Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders on school funding and tax relief is drawing criticism from those running for governor. On the Democratic side, WisPolitics reports that State Senator Kelda Royce says the plan was crafted behind closed doors. Representative Francesca Hong says it's a payday loan taken out at the expense of our children, and Joel Brennan wished for more public input. Former State Economic Director Missy Hughes supports the $1.8 billion use of extra tax dollars, saying it offers immediate help on school funding and tax relief. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany said on a radio show that he opposes the deal, saying it was a Madison gimmick that fails to deliver for taxpayers. The plan includes payments of up to $600 for married couples and $300 for individuals, plus hundreds of millions to boost special education funding. The Joint Finance Committee approved the plan along party lines yesterday. It could get voted on today. Democratic Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer is opposed. A new poll shows mixed views of President Donald Trump and Republicans in northern Wisconsin, even in a district he won big. The survey from the Conservative League of American Workers found 49% approve of Trump's job performance, while 44% disapprove, and voters are nearly split on Republicans in Congress. At the same time, more than half support recent military action against Iran. The poll also shows Michael Alfonso leading early in the GOP primary for the open 7th district seat. And Democrats may want to run it back in the Windy City. The Democratic National Committee leadership team is touring Chicago as the city enters a bid to host the 2028 Democratic National Convention. Chicago hosted the DNC in 2024. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A home run for Ortiz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and the Padres, bottom of the third, and the struggling Joey Ortiz up to bat, Jeff Levering.
Against the Yankees, and now Bernie hits the slide on his first homer.
The Brewers scored five more runs in the fourth on the way to a 6-4 victory over the Padres. Ortiz after the win.
Yeah, I mean, hit a ball hard in the air, and that's what you want to do every at bat, and I got a good pitch to hit as well and took a good swing on it and something to build off.
It was the first homer for Ortiz since last summer.
Joey looked great. Again, the kid's been through a lot. His defense has been fantastic, but you got to follow it up. It was a great job. We know it's in there. Let's keep pulling.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Game two tonight from American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with the lows dropping into the mid to upper 30s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.